これからリスニングテストを始めます。それではリスニングテストのページを開いてください。このテストには2つのパートがあります。パート1ではカンバセーション、パート2ではモノログが流れてきます。では、パート1の説明をいたします。パート1には、問い35から問い58までの問題があります。それぞれの会話に対して、1つまたは2つの質問が流れます。会話と質問を聞き、正しいと思われるものの記号をマークしてください。会話を聞きながら、メモを取っても構いません。すべて一度しか流れませんので、注意して聞いてください。それでは始めます。
Listening Comprehension Part 1 Conversations Conversation 35
Hello, my name is Steve Webster, and I have an interview today at 2 o'clock.
I'm sorry, Mr. Webster. I don't see your name on my list.
I'm supposed to meet with Mr. Rodriguez. He sent me an email last Thursday.
Oh, yes, the job internship. Please have a seat, and Mr. Rodriguez will see you in a few minutes.
Question 35. Which one of the statements is correct about the man?Conversation 36.
Excuse me, I can't find the post office. Could you tell me where it is?
There's no post office around here. The nearest one is on the other side of the station, which is about a 10-minute walk from here.
But my map says there's one near here.
There used to be one, but it closed a few years ago.
I see. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Question 36. Which one of the statements is correct? Conversation 37.
Hi, John. Have you seen the news? Looks like a typhoon is coming towards us.
Really? How much time do we have before it gets here?
It's supposed to arrive tonight. You'd better get your windows closed this afternoon.
And I should check on my grandparents, too.
Question 37. Which one of the statements is correct?Conversation 38.
What are you reading? It looks interesting.
It's a book about languages in Europe. Each chapter is on a different language.
Cool. I love books with maps in them.
You'll like this book, then. The maps show where all the languages are spoken.
Question 38. Which one of the statements is correct?Conversation 39.
There are so many good movies showing now. Is there anything you really want to see?
Yeah, that new space movie about Mars, the one with Matt Damon.
That's a great movie, but it isn't new. I've already seen it.
Then you should choose something we both haven't seen. But no love stories, please.
Question 39. Which one of the statements is correct? Conversation 40.
What's the name of that new restaurant you went to last week?
It's called Copacabana. It's a Brazilian steakhouse. They come to your table and cut the grilled meat in front of you. It's really good.
Sounds great. Was it expensive?
We paid $50 each for all you can eat for 2 hours. That was quite reasonable considering that the food was so delicious.
Question 40. Which one of the statements is correct? Conversation 41.
I heard that going abroad makes you smarter, but I'm still a bit afraid of going.
It can be frightening to be in a different culture at first, but I'm guessing it makes you smarter by getting you to adjust to different habits, customs, and languages.
That makes sense, but there's still the question of money. It costs a lot to go abroad.
You can apply for scholarships, do homestays, and study abroad cheaply in some places.
Question 41. Which one of the statements is correct? Conversation 42.
Could you do me a favor and get some milk at the store on the way home?
Sure. Is there anything else we need?
No, I don't think so. Don't buy any junk food while you're there, though.
How did you read my mind?
Question 42. Which one of the statements is correct? Conversation 43.
How many different jobs do you think you'll have in your career? I read that the average is around 10.
Does that include part-time jobs? I've already had 8 of those.
I don't think those jobs are included. Think about the time after you graduate.
Definitely more than 10, and probably less than 90. I'm interested in too many different things.
Question 43. Which one of the statements is correct? Conversation 44.
Excuse me, what time does the next bus to Nago leave?
I'm afraid the last bus left half an hour ago.
Really? You see, my flight was delayed. Can I take a train?
No, there's no train to Nago. The only way you can go there now is to take a taxi.
How long does that take?
It takes about an hour and a half.
Question 44. Which one of the statements is correct? Conversation 45.
Hi, Sam. Want to join me for lunch today?
I'd love to, but I need to run to the bank for some money. I'm broke.
I can lend you some if you want.
Wow, really? Could you lend me enough to pay for your lunch, too?
Question 45. Which one of the statements is correct? Conversation 46.
What days do you have off next week?
I'll be working at home on Tuesday and Thursday, and I go to the office on Wednesday.
Can we go to the hospital together on Monday?
Sure. Is there anything you want to do on Friday?
Question 46. Which one of the statements is correct? Conversation 47.
Hey, I heard that you used to be a professional snowboarder. Is that true?
Did Lisa tell you that? She's the only one I told.
Yes, she told everyone in our class. Did you really get to travel all around the world?
No, none of that is true. I was only testing Lisa to see if she could keep a secret.
Question 47. Which one of the statements is correct? Conversation 48.
Paul? You haven't finished revising the manual, have you?
Yes, I have. I put it in your mailbox yesterday.
Well, I didn't see it when I looked there this morning. Are you sure you put it in there?
Yes, I'm sure. Wait. I might have put it in my mailbox instead of yours. Let me go and check.
Question 48. Which one of the statements is correct? Conversation 49.
Why do you like talking so much with people?
It's human nature to communicate. It's in our DNA. It's how human beings have developed as much as we have.
So is that why you became a news reporter? Because you like learning from others?
Not exactly. My learning comes mainly through struggling to explain things to others. I believe we learn more when we actually try to teach others.
Question 49. Which one of the statements is correct? Conversation 50.
Hey, are you going to the school festival on campus next week?
Yeah. I'm helping the theater club to put on a variety show.
Great. I'll stop by and check it out. Where is the show?
In front of the library. There's no fee, but you can donate money if you like the performance.
Question 50. Which one of the statements is correct? Conversation 51.
When you go to the library this afternoon, can you please return this book for me? I have to go to work right now.
Yes, I'd be happy to. But you have to take me out to dinner later.
Just for returning a library book? Okay, I'll cook dinner for you.
No, it has to be an expensive restaurant. This book is heavy.
Question 51. Which one of the statements is correct? Conversation 52.
Do you want to join me for lunch?
Thanks, but I'm too busy today.
What are you working on?
I'm writing a report for my psychology class. I thought it was due next week, but actually it's due this afternoon. I just found out this morning.
Question 52. Which one of the statements is correct? Conversation 53.
What did you say your name was? I met you in a history class yesterday, I think.
Dr. Johnson's class, yes. You're John, right? I'm Aya. We did meet a lot of new people yesterday.
The first class days are stressful.
Yes, but it's so exciting to meet new people.
Question 53. Which one of the statements is correct? Conversation 54.
Guess what I saw in the news last night? There's a new bullet train.
You mean the one going to Hakodate, right?
Yeah, it looks great. Let's go to Hokkaido this summer.
Okay, but don't you think flying might be quicker?
Question 54. Which one of the statements is correct? Long conversations. Long conversation 1.
I need a break from studying for my biology exam.
Well, I'm writing a report for my English class. Do you want to take a look at it? I could use your advice.
Okay, yeah. What's it about?
It's about the differences between online news in Japan, Korea, and Taiwan.
All right. Let me read the first page.
What do you think?
It's interesting. I didn't know there were so many people living in Japan.
Thanks. Is there anything else?
Well, to be honest, there are a few things I'd change before turning it in.
Question 55. Why does the woman read the man's report? Question 56. What does the woman think the man should do with his report? Long conversation 2.
So, you're arriving on December 20th, is that right?
No. My flight leaves Anchorage on the 20th. Then I have an 8-hour layover in Seattle.
8 hours? That's a long time to wait.
I know. I'll be waiting until evening. I won't get to New York until the 21st.
What time do you arrive?
6 in the morning.
Well, I guess this was the cheapest fare you could find.
Yeah. The timing is really inconvenient, but I saved a few $100s on it.
That's good. Well, I'll meet you at the airport.
Thanks. I can't wait to see you guys.
Question 57. When does the woman arrive in New York? Question 58. Why did the woman choose these flights?
それでは。リスニングテストのパート2を始めます。パート2では3つのモノログが流れます。パート2には問い59から問い64までの問題があります。それぞれのモノログに対して2つの質問が流れます。メモを取りながら聞いて正しいと思われるものの記号をマークしてください。すべて一度しか流れませんので、注意して聞いてください。それでは始めます。
Part 2 Monologues Monologue 1
The famous Rainbow Bridge in Tokyo Bay is a symbol of the capital. There are walkways along it which offer great ocean views of the city. The bridge has a two-deck structure.The walkways are on the lower deck, along with the Yurikamome train line. The upper deck is part of the Shuto Expressway and only for cars. The entrance to the walkway is near Shibaura Futo Station. The walkways are free of charge and open from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. from April to October and 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. from November to March. The walkways are closed on the third Monday of every month,and on strong wind days. In the central parts, the walkways are about 50 to 60 meters above sea level. People use the walkways to jog, to admire the view, and to take pictures of such landmarks as Tokyo Tower and the Roppongi Hills Complex. Tokyo Skytree, which is the world's tallest broadcasting tower at 634 meters, can also be seen among the skyscrapers.In addition, you can watch airplanes taking off and landing at Haneda Airport. The south side of the walkways offers views of the popular Odaiba area and Fuji Television's headquarters. Pedestrians can also see areas of Tokyo that are changing. One of these is the Harumi Passenger Ship Terminal. The athletes' village for the 2020 Olympics will be built in that area.
Question 59.Which one of the statements is correct about the walkways on the Rainbow Bridge? Question 60.According to the monologue, which one of the statements is correct? Monologue 2.
Amy Purdy is a snowboarder. And she was also a dancer on the television program Dancing with the Stars. She danced so well on that TV program that she made it to the finals. Her first dance was a cha-cha, the second one a rumba, and finally the tango. She was never expected to win because she had a big disadvantage. The other dancers had their legs. Amy lost her legs when she was 19 years old. She had a disease that nearly killed her. She had a 2% chance of living, and she almost lost her hands as well. She was lucky that she only lost both of her legs below the knee. It was difficult to heal herself emotionally. She had to stop thinking of the old Amy. She began to daydream about the new Amy. She imagined herself walking gracefully and snowboarding again. And she didn't just see herself snowboarding down the mountain. She could actually feel it, as if it were happening at that very moment. Years later, Amy won a bronze medal in snowboarding at the Paralympics only a short time before dancing on TV.
Question 61. Which one of the statements is correct about Amy in the dance competition? Question 62. Which one of the statements is correct about Amy and snowboarding? Monologue 3.
A happy new year for Berlin Zoo means a happy new baby elephant. The zoo's latest new member joined the animal group on New Year's Eve. The mother elephant gave birth to her baby elephant without the help of zookeepers. Zoo workers said the birth was much earlier than expected, but that everything went well. And they actually found out later that the early birth was a good thing, meaning the mother could do it all by herself and even went as far as to say, "We as zookeepers have to realize that sometimes we are not that important." The baby elephant is a girl. The little Asian elephant weighs approximately 100 kilograms, which is rather on the light side for an elephant, which may be because of her early birth. With the birth of the as-yet-unnamed baby, the animal group at Berlin Zoo now features 6 African and 7 Asian elephants, after her father was given away to Prague Zoo in August. Asian elephants are endangered, which means they are dying out. The major threats they face are the loss of their habitat and illegal hunters for their ivory tusks.
Question 63. What is the main idea of this monologue? Question 64. Which one of the following is correct about the baby elephant, according to the monologue?
これでリスニングテストを終わります。筆記用具を置いて試験官の指示に従ってください。